Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Ches. Kilayim Daf Ches, and we will start with the top of Ches Amin Aleph, but first we'll make one or two comments about Dover Sheinu Miskavin, which hasn't come up in a while, but it came up on yesterday's daf, where the Gemara says that Asya Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi k'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi is following the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. What did Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi say? Benkach uvenkach, you're allowed to, if you have something that is non-muksa, that is covered in coals or covered in teven, right, that you put it in, you're allowed to take a spit or a toothpick and stick it in and then pull out the non-muksa item, and that follows Rabbi Shimon. And we said it's not exactly a parallel to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon usually calls Davar She'ino Miskaven is Mutter, which usually the Bavli translates as, and we understand it as, you do act A, which might or might not cause act B, that's called a Davar She'ino Miskaven. A Psik Reisha is something, act A, which will vade cause act B. Here it seems like it sounds like a Psik Reisha, right? Because you're sticking the toothpick in and it's going to, for sure, move the muksa items. Remember, there's no isser of touching muksa. There's only isser of moving muksa. Touching muksa, if it won't move, if it's a big item, there's no isser. But it sounds like this is a Psik Reisha type of case. And the Mefarshim point out that it's more of a parallel, it's not an exact, but it's a different understanding. Maybe Psik Reisha Deloich Paslei, a Psik Reisha where I don't really care about the result, that has the status of a Dover Sheinu Miskavin. But Dover Sheinu Miskavin is a mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, and that's what we paskin. And this is part of the larger world of Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Melechas Machsheves, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayakel, that the Shabbos work is only, D'oraisa, is only defined as full work if it is Melechas Machsheves. The context of that pasuk, of course, is not by Shabbos, is only by Mishkan. The Mishkan work was thought out expert artisan work. And Chazal understand that whatever they did in the Mishkan, one is not allowed to do on Shabbos, and that is the marker for so many halachas of Shabbos. Most of the time, it represents a kula on Shabbos. Most of the time. Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa is a concept that does not appear outside of Hilcha Shabbos, but it appears in Hilcha Shabbos, and we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa is Pater, is not Chayev. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Yehuda says Chayev. We paskin, not like the Rambam, Rov Rishonim, we paskin Pater, that it's an Isser Durabanan, meaning what if I do the exact Malacha, but I do it for a different reason than was done in the Mishkan. I trap an animal in order to prevent it from hurting me, not because I want the animal. That's a Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. Again, many different pshatim, what exactly the definition of Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa is, but Tosfos says in a few places in Masechta Shabbos, it's done for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. I trap to prevent it from hurting and not for catching. I carry something out, not because I want the item out there, but just because I don't want the item with me. That is a Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. Many other examples, but that is a concept based on Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. This is not defined as artisan, perfect, thought-out work, because you're doing it for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. Rashi has a different shot in Meleches Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. It's a preventative act. I'd rather not be in this situation. I take the mace out of the house. So Tosfos says, because you're carrying it out because you don't want it here, not because you want it there. Rashi says, I'd rather not have to take the mace out. I'd rather not be in this situation. Bertzona lo haya balo. So either way, that's one example of a halacha, a kula in Hilchos Shabbos. Kavana, as we said, Davar Sheinu Miskavin, Psik Reisha, some cases of Psik Reisha. Psik Reisha, regular case of Psik Reisha, Denichalei is an Issa Daraisa on Shabbos. There's no Ptura of Lacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. But there are others, Mikalkel, Misasek, right, just Misasek. Misasek is a concept in Kala Torah Kula also. Many of these concepts in Kala Torah Kula, but there's still a difference between Kala Torah Kula and in Hilcha Shabbos. Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa only applies in Hilcha Shabbos. But let's just take one other example, Misasek. Misasek, I'm involved in something, and I don't even realize that I'm involved in something. I carry something out, and I have something in my pocket. I don't even realize I have something in my pocket. I bend down to pick up an apple from the floor, and I didn't realize that it was really attached. It was attached. I just did kotzer. I didn't realize that I was doing a malach at all. I thought I was doing a dvar heter. Right? Different types of misasek. You want to do malacha A, but you end up doing malacha B. Either way, there is a discussion of in Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think it's a Siman Ches in the Chuvas, where Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses the concept of misasek, whether misasek is a maisa avera with a pter onshin, similar to shogig, or misasek isn't even a maisa avera at all. It's not even a maisa avera, right? You're not chayav a karban for misasek, unlike shogig, you're chayav a karban. So what is the halacha? So he notes that there's a Gemara in Krisus that Shmuel has two exceptions. Krisis daf yates. Shmuel has two exceptions to the rule of Mizaseh. Shmuel says, and it's unusual because Shmuel says two exceptions. Usually, you should have one rule and one exception. Instead, he has two exceptions. He says Mizaseh b'chalavim va'arayis is chayiv. If somebody's misasik, he doesn't even realize that he's involved in a bia asura or machalas asuros. He's chayiv because he got hanah, physical hanah. Physical hanah takes the place basically of kavana. Misasik b'chalam b'arayi shekeinene. Mashma, that if there's no hanah sagavra, then you're going to be pater for misasik. But then the next line, Shmuel says that if you're misasik on Shabbos, you're going to be pater because of malechas machsheves asura Torah. Malechas machsheves, and therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. Right? Mashma, that without the patur of Malechas Machsheves, you'd be chayiv for Misasik. So, what's the rule? What's the rule? You're chayiv for Misasik? That's what it sounds like from outside of Hilchos Shabbos, right from that line of Malechas Machsheves, or are you putter, because you're only chayiv because Shkei Nehneh? So, Rabbi Kiva Eicher develops the idea that maybe there are two types of Misasik. There's Misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula, and Misasik in Hilchos Shabbos. Misasik in Kol, or even Misasik b'chalam arayis. Misasik b'chalam arayis is chayiv, that's even a ma'isavera, and you're going to get a punishment. Misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula is a pater onshin, but it is a ma'isavera. Misasik in Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva Eicher says, it's not even a ma'isavera. Three different levels. But again, Malechas Machsheves plays a role. Most of the time, as I said, Malechas Machsheves is a kula. Once in a while, Malechas Machsheves is a chumra. There are a couple of sources like that. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Samach by Zoreh, by winnowing, where the Gemara says, even though usually if I use the wind to do something, that's grama, that's indirect, but by winnowing, that's the malacha. The malacha is to throw up the straw and the mixture and to use the wind, and the heavy stuff goes down and the light stuff goes across. So, Malechas Machsheves Asura Torah, and you did Niskaima Machshavasa, you did exactly what you wanted to do, and therefore, that would be a kula, I'm sorry, that would be a chumra by Hilchos Shabbos, you'd be chamor, unlike most of the applications of Malechas Machsheves. There's also a Ran and Rashba in Masechta Shabbos about Kosev, Chol Tochos, Chol Girechos. Again, this is part of the larger principle of Malechas Machsheves, which Darvashin Miskavin is a part also. Darvashin Miskavin. Other areas of Halacha, you know, we might not say Darvashin Miskavin if there's a chance that you might be doing something wrong, so then we might say you can't do it. You can't take that chance, right? If I'm not exactly the same, but, you know, if I'm not sure if this is kosher or not, that's not called Darvashin Miskavin, right? That's, for sure, you know, doing the, you know, have to be careful, right? Malasavit Daraisa L'chumra, okay, but not exactly the same context, but that is a little bit relating to the end of yesterday. So we continue, though, now. Says the Gemara now on top of Chesam and Aleph, in Meseches Kilayim, Rabbi Ba b'shem Rav Huna, Rav Chagai b'shem Reb Zeira, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Reb Hila, Modim, even the Chachamim that Aser Dover Shein Miskavein, right, would agree, and the classic case that the Gemara just quoted, as is quoted in Meseches Shabbos also, about dragging the bench on a semi-soft ground that might or might not make holes. If it's for sure going to make a ridge, then it's for sure Aser, that's Psegresha, and that's the Malacha of Choresh. But if it might or might not make holes, so that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, / Rabbanan, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says Mutter, but says the Gemara, the Chachamim would agree, Modim Chachamim, L'Rabbi Shimon, Bekise Sheraglav Mishukos Petit. If the chair is already in mud, it's in soft mud, and it's sticking in the ground, Shemut L'Tatul, you're allowed to pick it up. Because the holes are already made, and you're just picking it up, and, you know, there's, what are you doing wrong? Right, you're not being moving the muksa, really. It's you know, allowed to take it out. It retains its shape, and therefore there's not a problem. Ukamada tamar mutal taltalo v'dechvasa mutalach zero, and you can also put it back in because the holes are already there. I'm taking something in and out of holes that are already there. I'm not moving muksa. I'm not making a new hole. So that's why there's no problem, even according to the chachamim. / Rabbi Yehuda, who would say Darashin Miskavin is Asr, but here it's not a problem because you're not making any new holes. Rav Chaim Kadiatsky has a little different shot of what's going on here, that it's not mud where the shape is retained in and out, but he says it's kind of like very soft mud where if you take it out, the hole will immediately be filled in. And if you put it back in, so then also that's not called a new hole because it's just soft. Mishum says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, mutal tatalo, mishum debetit ein haguma miskayemes. Because in this soft mud, the hole does not stay. V'lo chashiv o sechritz. That's not called making a hole because you pick it up and then it's automatically filled in. And then they added Chiddush Motilach Zero. V'lo chashiv chofer. That's not called digging a hole. She'ein aguvo nikeres. You don't have a hole that's nikar. You have the chair that's in. If you would ever take the chair out, it also would get filled in right away. So that's not called a hole. So that's the Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat of the Gemara here. So the Chachamim would agree, Rav Yehuda would agree, that if you're not making a new ridge, that wouldn't be usser on Shabbos. Rav Yossi of na anan taninan. So shall we say, Rav Yossi says, so shall we say, nitalin b'Shabbos, our Mishnah. Remember, get back to our Mishnah that we had on yesterday's daf, right? If you stick some vegetables in the ground, and if some of the leaves are sticking out, then there's no issue of kilayim, or shvius, or maisris, and Shabbos. Right? Again, the mixas alin was only for the Shabbos purpose, as we said. But the other halachas, even without the mixas alin megulin, your kavana was to be tomein, just to keep it cold. Not to plant it, not to have zoreya. So, says the Reb Yosa here, so who is that Mishnah like? It says that you're allowed to pick them up on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yosef Barbun to Rabbi Shimon he. Is our Mishnah only like Rabbi Shimon? Only like Rabbi Shimon. We're not talking about a case of tit, of mishukaos betit, and it's going to close up right away or it's going to retain its shape. So shall we say that our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Shimon? Right, according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Huda, it would be Aser. Would that, is that true? Right, so says the Maharafolda to Rabbi Shimon he. La olam rabbana neinem odim le Rabbi Shimon. Maybe the Rabbanan don't agree in that case. So Gemara says, that can't be. Can't be that our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Shimon and not like the Rabbanan, because our Mishnah doesn't sound like it's Rabbi Shimon regarding a different line. Again, even if you want to say parts of a Mishnah, Stam, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was so same this line and so same that line, but this is really one case. So the line, the Shemitah line, the Shvius line can't be like Rabbi Shimon. Why? Vatanina and Shvius. It says also in our Mishnah that there's no issue of Shvius. What does that mean? So we explained part of this yesterday, but I'll add on one that the Gemara relates to. If it's there's no Kedusha Shvius, right? If you plant it, if you put it in the ground and it looks like planting and it even starts growing a little bit, there's not going to be any Kedusha Shvius. There's another element that items that grow during Shvius have to relate to, and that is Svichin. We discussed this back in Adamai, I think. Svichin, there is an Issa Durabanan, Pashtus, Rabbi Kiva holds it's also Daraisa, a Sviche Kitzircha, right? It's Svichin, the Pasuk in Vayikra. We Paskin, it's an Issa Durabanan. Anything that grows during Shemitah by itself, that does not grow annually. It's not like an apple tree where the tree stays there always and the apples grow each year. Then there's no issue. There's no gzera of svichin. But items that have to be planted each year, like vegetables, there's an issa d'rabbanan of svichin, that any vegetable that grows during Shemitah is usher to eat. Mi d'rabbanan. Because I'm worried, and because I were nervous, that people will say, oh, this grew from last year's seeds that were left over. But really, they planted it during Shemitah. And therefore, the chazawar goes there, Svichin. What's excluded from Svichin? On a goy's property, there's no Svichin. That's part of the Heta Mechira issue. If anything grows at all, oats or bezdin, right, could be outside, excluded from Svichin. But also if it grows at all before Shemitah, even a tiny, tiny drop. Like I mentioned before, there's a picture of the Chazon Ish. Rav Rimon has in his Sefer on Shemitah, a picture of the Chazon Ish, like being on the ground on Som Gedalia, looking to see if he could see any growths in the field from the vegetables. And if there was any growth at all, a little bit of budding, so then on Som Gedalia, the beginning of the Shemitah year, then he would matter the whole field. Right? Svichin, it already started growing, and it is mutter. But Svichin, says the Gemara, what does it sound like from our Mishnah? There's no issue of Svichin here because his kavana was only to be tomein it. Right, not to be Zoreya. Mashma from our Mishnah, that if he would have been Zoreya it, there would be an issue of Svichin. But one second. Is the Chameim or Shvius to Rabbi Shimon? Right, can you say that Shvius line fits in to Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbi Shimon matir b'Sviche Shvius. Rabbi Shimon matir Svichin. Rabbi Shimon says Svichin only applies to cabbage. Doesn't apply in general. V'hach amar hachin, but here our Mishnah sounds like that it would apply across the board, right? So it sounds like the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Shimon. So the Mishnah can even be according to the Rabbanan, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Where is this Mishnah? Where does he say this? If you look later on, in the beginning of the seventh parak, Samach Tes Amid Beis. Look at the later on, Samach Tes Amid Beis. It's discussed here. Hi, I'm sorry, wrong marker, the ninth parak. The beginning of the ninth parak in Shvius, the Mara Folda quotes it here. V'chinucha liftar Shvius k'Rabbi Shimon, Shrabbi Shimon sphere lay parak test to Shvius, kol ha-svichin mutarin, chutz mikruv. And here it's mashma that im hayu nishrashim asur mishum svichei shvius. Right, it would be a problem. So even if you want to say, oh, the first line he told him b'shabbos is related to Rabbi Shimon, it can't be Rabbi Shimon, the author of our mishnah, because the shvius line wouldn't fit. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, maybe not. As we just said, there are two elements of Shemitah that might be relevant here. There's the Svichin, there's the Issa Drabanan of Svichin, and there is also whether there's Kedusha. So maybe that's all the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about. And maybe the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Shimon. Afagav, continues the Gemara. Afagav, the Rabbi Shimon matir b'svichei shviyas. You're right, Rabbi Shimon matirs svichei shviyas, the growths, islei mishum Kedusha shviyas. But there is Kedusha shviyas. Maybe Rabbi Shimon says, there's no issue of Svichin, but there would be Kedusha of Hacha, but that's what he's saying here. That if somebody is Tomein, there's no even Kedusha. Of Hacha, in a Choshesh, lo mishim Shvias, lo mishim Kedusha Shvias. Right, maybe it can be Rabbi Shimon Shita, and what he's saying here is that there's no Kedusha Shvias, even though normally there would be Kedusha Shvias. And of course, Kedusha Shvias has ramifications in terms of whether there's a mitzvah to eat it. That's the Ramban counts it in the Hosafos that he has onto the Ramban Vachulu. So maybe the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, and the discussion of whether the Mishnah could be a Lo Kuli Alma is not answered Bivadaus. Okay, so that's all related to those two words in the Mishnah. If I'm Tomin, these Lefes and Snon, whether he tells Peshavis. So now let's get to the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah was the Yisod of Kilai Zeroyim, where the Mishnah said, if somebody plants Chita Usaora Ka'achas, Hareze Kilayim. If somebody plants a seed of wheat and a seed of barley together, that's Kilayim, two seeds. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no Kilayim unless you have three seeds, right? Two wheat, one barley, one wheat, two barley, or three different ones. Chita Saora Kusemes, and as we saw in the Mahara Folda, why? Because the way that Rabbi Huda understands is, in your field, don't plant Kilayim. Sadcha Lo Sizra Kilayim. Sadcha is at least one. Field can't be barren. So you have to have one seed to be defined as Sadcha. And Kilayim is a mixture. So don't put Kilayim, two seeds, in your Sadeh. So that's three. The Tanakama does not hold that way. The Tanakama says, Rav Folda quoted the Rabban on the Mishnah, it's called a Sadeh, even though it's not Zeruah Klal, even though it's not Zeruah at all, it still could be called a field, so you only need two. As we'll see, there might be another Machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of distance. That's not explicit in the Mishnah, but the Gemara is going to assume that there is another Machlokes going on. But let's continue though now. Fascinating Machlokes coming up. What if somebody put two seeds, two types in a bikkah? What's in a bikkah? Explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky. V'nispazru b'bikkah barachok shisha tvachim. I threw two seeds, but they ended up being going onto the ground more than six tvachim away from each other. Echan mechaveiro, kishir harchaka. It's six, they're six tvachim away. Or shnei minim b'churva, or I threw two minim in a dilapidated building. Basically, they're not going to grow together. Shnei minim b'churva, shnei minim v'chilkan gedra. I throw two seeds, and they ended up on two sides of a fence. Rabbi Yochanan pater, shimben lakash amar chayev. Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're pater, because that's not kilayim. They're separate. There's space in between. There's fence in between. Remember what I mean, fence. Even if they're next to each other, fence. Because we said kilay zroim has to do a lot with maris ayin, how it looks. And therefore, even on a Daraisa level, right, how it looks determines whether it is kelayim with each other or not. So Reish Lakish here has a huge chiddush. Chayiv, why are you chayiv here? It's separate. Look at the third white line, the Mara Folda. Reish Lakish mechayiv, dichmi dichsiv, lo sizra kelayim. Demashba behotzian miyado lizroa, havi kelayim. If it leaves your hand together, if the two seeds leave, that's called a Maisa Zrias Kilayim. If you look in the back, the Evan Yisrael, one of the acronym in the back, the Evan Yisrael discusses this Bir Sugyazu. This sugi is about the Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Biyasod Isura de Kilayim, the Yasod Isser, I Maisa Hazria Lachudhu, Isura de Kilayim. Is it the Maisa Zria? O de Beinan Zria Legido Kilayim. Is it the act of Zriya, or is it basically Maisa versus Totsa, you might say? He has it as two Maisas, a Maisa Zriya, or is it a Maisa Zriya that could lead to the growing of Kelayim? Ava Maisa Zriya l'chol lav klumu. And that's Reish Lakish's Chiddush, that if you did a Maisa Zriya, it came out of your hand together, even if it ended up on the ground, six Tfachim away from each other, wow, Reish Lakish says that you are Chayiv there. Reish Lakish does say it has to be within the world of a potential Kilayim. Moder Hashem and Lakish, Bezorei Al-Gabi Ayam, if I throw two seeds into the sea, Al-Gabi Pitra are on hard soil. Rather, Marafolda says, Karka Kasha Kisela. Al-Gabi Slam on rocks, Al-Gabi Trashim, also different types of rocks, Shupater. Reish Lakish agrees that if you throw it in a place that's not ra'ui to plant at all, so then that's not chayav. But if you do it in on earth, so that would be a case of chayav. And according to Rabbi Shimon and Lakish, Reish Lakish, and one more line, and then we'll talk about this a little more. Moder Reish Shimon Lakish bezoreya almanas. Right, if you did almanas lechalkan geder shupater. If when you threw it, you had in mind that you wanted them separate, two sides of the fence, that also will be putter. It has to be kavana that you're going to be together. And even if they don't end up together, that's still called it is. And this reminds us a little bit, there's a machlokas achronim by Zoreya B'Shabbos. But Zoreya B'Shabbos, we're going to talk about Shabbos in a minute, also on the top of Amabez. But Zoreya B'Shabbos, there is a chiddush, there's a discussion of the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch, two of the greats of the 1800s. The Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch on the Malacha of Zoreya, Shabbos Ayin Gimel. Shabbos Ayin Gimel. The Rishash says there, HaZoreya, Hein Av calls Eshalo Nishrash, Kaman Deshadi Bekad Adami, before Hashrasha, before roots take place, so it's as if it's still in the shard. Mikol Makom, Kivan Daidei Zriyaso, Atoy Yishari Shachar Kach, but if you put seeds down on Shabbos, even though it's only going to take root after Shabbos, maybe Tuesday, you're going to be Chayiv Memela. Kimo Ofev Itzole, Dechayiv Al Pishin Efev Nislach Arkach. You put a pot on the fire, even though it's only going to cook in half an hour, you're going to be Chayiv for what happens later. You started a process that's going to happen by itself. Vehine. So now says the Rishash. Im Lokara Zera Kodem Shinishrash. What happens if I put the seed in the ground and then forget the Muksa issues for a moment, which is Durabana. The Daraisa, I put a seed in the ground and then 10 minutes later I go and I take it out of the ground. Am I Chayiv Ishim Zoreya? Im lokara zera kodem shenishrash nired de pater lemafreya mashazara, says the Rishash, your pater the kiva delonis kaima machshavaso, right? And he compares this to Radias apas. Remember the case of beginning of Masechta Shabbos. If I put something on, let's say I put something in the oven, and then before it cooks, I take it off. I'm going to be chayav for cooking? No, I took it off before, right? I took it off beforehand. Take off a pita from something where it's baking on pater, right? Im radeo kodem shenefa pater. So you stopped the malacha before it happened. So therefore here too, v'zevadai, right, kimen to, right, you know, it's, if, where is it, v'chulu, v'imakar davar migidulo, im shuv shaslo acharka, pod v'zevadai lo nira klav, v'chulu, mashegin hacha hechad lo nishra shadayin, lo nasa klum, to command the shadda v'kada dami, and therefore, it's not going to be chayiv. You're going to be pater. V'ine b'zorea mashma d'chayiv after hashrasha lo tia el v'chol. In a normal case, if you leave it there on Shabbos, even though the hashrasha is only going to take place on weekday, it's that you started a process that's natural, so you're going to be chayiv for that. But in a case where it's going to be, you stop the process, then you are going to be pater. So that is the Rishash, and then he even says, Ha'ofet b'Shabbos im chashecha, if you put something on a fire 10 minutes before Shabbos is over, it's only going to cook afterwards, you're still going to be chayiv, because you did the act of afia, did the malacha on Shabbos. That's the Rishash. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in the Malacha, the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is, he has Mosach Shabbos, he has a couple paragraphs about each malacha in the Parshas Yisro. So there he discusses, and he argues on the Rishash, he says, once you did the Maisa, sounds like a Reish Lakish type of idea by Kilayim, but it's even less. Reish Lakish says, if it leaves your hand, it's enough. Here, at least it has to hit the ground. I don't think Minchas Chinuch would say if it's in the air. But Im Zoreya B'Makom Sheroi Litzmoach says, number one, obviously you have to be plant in a place that's Ro'i Litzmoach. And then he says, V'kfar B'Yarnu, Da'la Zriya Shezara Chayef Af Belo Hishrish V'Nikla Klal. If you put the seed in the ground where it's Ro'i to grow, even if it never takes root, Kagon. Shinaskakla take up the days of seed. But what if there's a terrible storm and it washes the seeds onto cement? Osha take if higbiya benakarka. Or you bent down and picked it back up. Chayev al maisa zriya.
Wow.
Your chayiv on the ma'aseh zriya that you did. V'lo dami la'afiyah. And it's not like the comparison the Rishash made. It's not like afiyah, to kodem shenefa eino chayiv. Right before it bakes, you're not chayiv. That's a gemara that I can't argue with that. Tahasim ha'afiyah hiya malacha v'chayiv mishas afiyah. Because there, you're chayiv mishas afiyah when it bakes. Aval hacha ha'malacha hiya zriya v'chayiv tekef al hazriya. Wow. You're chayiv on the zriya right away. V'gam kasafti. Ta'avgala klita chayiv b'fnei atzma. If you did some, put something before Shabbos, if it takes root on Shabbos, you're not going to be chayiv. But if you did anything on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. And then he says, "V'nira pashut afilu imzara adaita like biatakim nakarka." What if I put the seed on the ground and I have in mind I'm going to pick it up in 5 minutes? V'lo yitzmach klal mikom makom ma'isa zriya b'makom smicha asra Torah. That's a chiddush agabi chiddush. I might have said that as long as you had the kavana originally, lizroa, and then you stopped it, it's too late. But Menachas Chinuch says even if you had kavana originally to pick it up and not to leave it there. Wow. So that's a similar discussion here in Kilayim. Here in Kilayim. Again, not exactly parallel. It's not talking about leaving your hand. Reish Lakish is more mechudash in a certain way, but you don't have to be compare exactly Kilayim and Shabbos. Okay, we continue. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ba Kartig Naya. Rabbi Yochanan says, Moda Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish would agree. Reish Lakish says, if it goes and it gets separated by six tachim in the fence, you're still going to be chayiv if your kavana was to put it together and not to be mechalek it, linyan Shabbos asher tanuach. But he says, if I throw a seed from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, I'm not going to be chayiv just because it left my hand until there's a hanacha. Right? For Shabbos, you need a kira and a hanacha, as we know. So even if you want to say kilayim is focused on the leaving of the hand and the two seeds leaving of the hand together, but still, you need that hanacha, you need a hanacha on Shabbos for the Isser. For the Yisr Daraisa. Interesting discussion about Akira and Hanacha in, we know, the first Mishnah in Shabbos discusses Akira and Hanacha. And remember those cases, if the Balabayas is inside and the Ani is outside, and as long as each one only does one of the two, Akira and Hanacha, then it's Asur Durabanan. But if the one person does both, then it's going to be an Isr, then it's going to be an Isr Daraisa. So there's an important comment to the Rush. The Rush there discusses at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. He says, if I don't understand, it's going to be putter, let's say the one person, the Balabayas does an Akira and a Hanacha. The Balabayas takes it from the Ani and brings it back into his house. And the Mishnah says, putter or mutter, because for the Ani, because the Balabayas did everything. It's mutter. I asked the Rush, and what about Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol? Isn't the other person involved in an Isser? He didn't do an Akira or a Hanacha. But isn't he involved in facilitating the Isser of the other person? Just like Moshe Kos Yayin LeNazir, Avram and Achai LeBnei Noach. Right, so the Rush has an important discussion about this. At the end, what does the Rush say? In Achinami. It is Aser Lifnei Iver. But the Mishnah is only saying Mitzad Shabbos. Is there anything specific about Hilchos Shabbos that's Aser? No. You're right, it's Lifnei Iver. Because they had diktokin and nearly dlolam b'Yisrael ma'iri. V'yavagadiki Yisrael dufa le'iver lo sidim mevshol lo ayrin anach ela b'Yisrael Shabbos. It's only talking about Yisrael Shabbos here, not Yisrael lifne'iver. And that's why it says pater u'mutter. Because it's mutter mitzat Shabbos, even though it's also mishum lifne'iver. The Tosfos of Kiveg, Ron Mishnayis, quotes this Rash and says, ooh, this relates to the sugya of lifne'iver klali prati. Lifne'iver of Shabbos, the Rash seems to say, is not Shabbos. Right, you might have said Lifnei Iver is a little bit of each Avera. Lifnei Iver of this Avera is a little bit of this Avera. Right? But the Rukiv Eger says the Rush seems to say that it's not Lifnei Iver of Shabbos. And Afkamina, he quotes, Mumar Lachal Shabbos. Is he a Mumar Lachal Shabbos? He would say no, because this is not a Mumar Lachal Shabbos. This is a Mumar to Lifnei Iver. The classic Nafkamina that is quoted is the Machlokas Balamar and the Ramban in Sanhedrin. Lifnei Iver of the Big Three. Is Lifnei Iver of the Big Three Yehareg Val Yavar or not? So again, that's classic. If it's Lifnei Iver, if you have to give your life, then it shows Lifnei Iver is a little shemetz of those big three averus. And if not, then it's just a more general. So that is the a little discussion of Reb Kiv Eiger based on the Rosh in the beginning of Masechah Shabbos. Again, in and out. We'll have to get back to that at another date also. Okay, let's continue. Matisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Is our Mishnah against Rabbi Yochanan? Why? The Mishnah's language is Hazariah Chita Vasara Ka'achas Harizek Kelayim. Ka'achas sounds like it leaves your hand Ka'achas. So is that against Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara says no. Pater la benetunim betok shishal shvisha. No, the achas there doesn't mean that it left the hand. It means that it fell ka'achas. It fell within six tfachim of each other. That is what the Mishnah is talking about, and that's what's aser mishum kilayim. Tam Rabbi Yochanan in Ochayiv ad shiushisha al shisha mida araisa. The kilayim has to be within six tfachim of each other. Mukrachin betok sada tfuah o mukafin gether, surrounded by some type of fence or some type of other tfuah. That's the daraisa, as we'll see. Says the Gemara, 1 second. So the Mishnah is talking about a case of the seeds fell within six tfachim of each other. Bahadur Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einu Kelayim. Would Rabbi Yehuda say that's not Kelayim there? So here's where I alluded to before. The Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda not only argues that you need three seeds, but that the distance is going to be different also. The distance is going to be different also. Rabbi Yehuda is going to require closer distance. But says the Gemara, within six tfachim, that's for sure should be a problem. So Rabbi Yehuda would not call that Kelayim. Why wouldn't Rabbi Yehuda call that Kelayim? Somewhere says you wouldn't. Amar Reb Zira, Rabbi Yehuda Kedaita, Rabbi Yehuda later on in Daf Chavtes. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Basada Yerak Tefach. Rabbi Yehuda says between vegetables, as long as you have a Tefach, it's okay. So to here, within Tfuah by Tfuah, as long as you have a Tefach separate, it is okay. Rabbi Yehuda would say that is not Kelayim. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop here. But Hashem will continue next time as we continue our march through the first parak of Kelayim, one more Daf. To the first parak of Kelayim, Perak Hachitim.